This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
This podcast is part of the Acast Creator Network. Well, welcome everybody to this festive celebration of seasonal change. What season is it where you are, Hector?
It's muggy season, tropical. It's a tropical, muggy 32 degrees.
Do they have different seasons in Tuam?
Yeah, look, it's monsoon season in Tuam, and it's muggy monsoon.
So you're in Singapore, which is near Athlone.
Yes.
Just the far side of Kilmartins.
Yeah, you turn off there just after Kilbeggan.
So what countries are you near when you're in Singapore?
If geographically...
Is Singapore a country?
Singapore is an island at the bottom of Malaysia, and it's a country within a city. It's smaller than County Louth, with 5 million people.
But are they ever in the Olympics or the World Snooker Championships?
They are. They're mad for badminton. I was in a table tennis. I went playing ping pong the other day in an academy. It was
One of them clubs. Yeah. Oh yeah, we've been them. Yeah.
Were they coming out of your vagina, Hector?
Oh gee. It was. I went to a ping pong academy because table tennis and badminton, they can't get enough of it in Southeast Asia. Heavy metal music, ping pong, and badminton. So
they are good at ping pong ball. In fairness, they are very good at it.
An Irish lap dancing club would have a young one firing schlitters out of herself, I suppose, would she?
Schlitters out of her slappers.
Oh fuck.
It would be called the Schlitteris.
or Clash of the Gash. Went into this room.
Take off.
Went into this room. There was about 45 table tennis tables, and you could hear tick-tunk, 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 tick-tunk. You know where ping pong comes from? The word ping pong.
Is it a prison?
No.
Sing song.
Ping pong is the sound of the ping pong, ping pong, ping pong, the rally. Sounds like ping pong, ping pong. That's just your worthless piece of absolute information there.
What do you mean, the rally?
The rally. When you get a really good rally in table tennis, the boys, you stand back from the table.
Oh, table.
Ka-dunk, 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 ka-dunk.
Oh, so it's ping. Not something really interesting that there's like a...
I thought it was a Chinese word, ping pong, but it's not.
But...
I'm in Singapore. It's in a mad place. It's down at the bottom of Malaysia. It's an independent country. It's the most futuristic place. Everything works here. This is a world designed by a guy called Lee Kuan Yew. 1959, he took over. His family have been in control with the same party in government. There's never any change. There's no opposition. They've got trillions and trillions of dollars of trade passing through every year from China and round into the Indian Ocean. It's probably one of the richest countries in the world, and everything works. You have 5 million people.
Have they ever been at war?
I think they were with our neighbours across the road. They gained their independence from Malaysia, and then they got the English out in 1959, I think it was, and then they've become this sovereign, independent nation. 5 million people living in a place smaller than Louth.
Sounds very like Louth, in fairness. Everything works.
You'd make a great virtual geography teacher. If once a week, instead of listening to... some H dipper or some fellow who's been teaching the same book for 25 years. If you just came in on a screen once a week from different parts of the world, be interesting. You're a great man for information.
Listen, everything they've done in this city, which is a country in a city.
You're a tampon for facts.
I'm soaking it all up, Tommy.
What next?
I'm a vessel. I'm a vessel for facts.
Stop. Just drive on.
It is a world that has been created by this ruling family who, your man went off to Cambridge in the 1950s to be educated. He became the leader of the country. There's no opposition and everything functions here in a super modern city. They have created this world where 5 million people come into the city. Millions of people work. There's very low unemployment. Virtually everybody's on it, has their own individual tax rate. It is super modern. The buses run on time. Everyone has a roof over their head. It's just this bustling, mad, futuristic.
Is it Muslim?
They have created a multicultural society where everybody lives beside each other. Right outside my hotel is a Tibetan Dalai Lama, big picture, and there's a lovely temple right outside the hotel. 50 yards down the road is St. Joseph's Church. They have mosques beside churches, temples beside mosques. Everything is a multicultural, inclusive community, and there's no little enclave of, say, the Tamil Indians live here and they live there. They've put everybody, mostly Chinese, of Chinese descent, and they all live in harmony under this one government. The health service is the best in the world. The transport service works. Everything works.
They don't have the thing. I think it was Malaysia recently or Indonesia, where they were like killing gay people or stoning people who they outlawed adultery again. It's not like that.
Not at all.
In Singapore.
This is a modern society. People are making a lot of money here. I've never seen anything like the skyline, the way they build their buildings. They have planners that are planning for 30 years down the line. And that thing about future generations, like you said, First Nation people, what are we doing for future generations in 4 and 5 generations' time? Singapore has been planning to look like this. There's 5 trees to every person in the city. The city is 60 kilometres long. There's 5 million people living in it in its whole unique ecosystem. And they've planned it down to an inch of its life and everything works. And they've made these really interesting places where people live. They're called the Heartlands. So all the people in Singapore live in a thing called a Heartland, which is your parish. And in between the skyscrapers are these modern Heartlands, condominiums, apartment blocks, where you have your doctor, your school, your mosque, your shops, your butchers, your dentists, your clinic, your Zumba classes, everything you need are all spattered across. And they're called the Heartlands. That's what they call the parish. So they've recreated. Your man had a vision of how we wanted to create a society that sustains itself with creativity and industry and everything.
So there's no elections?
Nothing. Never has.
Is there poverty?
Not. There are migrant workers now. Last night we went in and met a load of Bangladeshi lads who are here. There are tens of thousands of Indians who come to do the construction. It's just.
Do they have a good quality of life when they come
there?
Some of them can, but there's
a 10% of the population that are living under the breadline, but 90% of the population are getting on. It's super efficient. Everything works. And in these little heartlands, you have everything outside your door that you can wish for in a modern society. It's the most futuristic city I've ever been in. It's just a mad world called Singapore. And then you've all these massive ships going around the corner and it's just the trade, the trillions of dollars. His wife, the son now is Lee Kyung-woo's son is now in charge. And it's his wife that runs the sovereign fund. And they've more money in this. They're the second richest country in the world. They've trillions of dollars in a fund. And they're all they want to do is plan for the next 20 years, 30 years. How can we have a happy society?
How can we sustain this wealth?
Yes, that's it.
You know, how can we keep, and would they have any interest in, do you know the way the Saudis bought Newcastle and I think Evergreen are about to buy
Evergreen
about to buy Sligo Rovers. Like, is there any interest in Singapore taking over a soccer club or anything like that?
You have your man from Valencia. Isn't he Singaporean that owns Valencia and that owns half of Salford City? What's his name? Not Vincent Tan. He's Singaporean. Singaporeans have been involved. I think they own a couple of football clubs at this stage, but I know your man from Singapore owns Valencia and he is a shareholder in Salford City. It's a fascinating world. It's because 75% of the people here are from Mandarin Chinese descent. And then you have the mixture, but they all live in harmony. I walk out the door of the hotel. There's a Tibetan temple outside, and you can. It's beautiful. The smell of incense on the street, and right across the street, then you have all these old Chinese Singaporean men sitting playing draughts, drinking cold beers, and they're the friendliest, happiest. They have little stereos on their table, and it's like the heat of the sun has gone down, and they love sitting outside. And when you tell them they're from Ireland, they're fascinated by that. But they're a very unique race. And
you see, I don't trust that, Hector. I don't think there is any such thing as the perfect society. So I think there's corruption somewhere.
Oh, there has to be. Absolutely.
There's police brutality somewhere.
Listen.
It sounds very idealistic there.
It's interesting because it is controlled.
Would you be allowed to walk around with your Mickey out? Like, what would happen?
I don't think you'd be allowed to do that. You see very few police.
Are women treated well there?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. It's a modern society. But the thing is, there's no jaywalking.
He glossed over that fairly quickly.
Walking out with the women.
You just said yes and moved on. Have they infiltrated you, Hector?
Sure, what? The women and men.
What do women want?
What's the woman angle? Why are you bringing in the woman angle here, woman?
I was just wondering if they were allowed, if women are allowed to express themselves.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Like in restaurants when they're feeding the babies.
It's just like being in New York, but about 50 years ahead of everyone else. It's a mad world, but they do control freedom of speech. I met a lad yesterday who owns.
So they do control you.
You are not allowed to do certain things. The freedom of speech.
What are you not allowed to?
Freedom of speech. They cannot give out about the government. I met a guy yesterday who had a record shop. He was a death metal promoter and he had a metal band. He was the first guy ever to bring death metal bands and metal bands into Singapore. The government had to check the lyrics on certain bands. So back in the day, he would print out the Backstreet Boys lyrics and send that in to the government official to say this was the sort of thing that they're singing at the gigs. There is a little bit of, you feel as if the country's under control, but yet everything's moving, everything's happening. But there's a lot of government. The government know everything about you, put it like that.
So it's more like an ancient kingdom than a modern democracy.
Interesting. Yeah.
What would they actually do to you, though, if you did something wrong? Like, would they just kidnap you in the middle of the night?
No, for example, vapes. Vapes are banned. They found 95,000 vapes in a cargo ship yesterday coming in from China, and it was confiscated. Vapes. Smoking is banned. If you smoke outdoors, you have to go to this special yellow square that's outside bars or outside an apartment block or outside where you're working, and you have to stand within that square, and people do it. So it's a little 15 meter square box. That's where you smoke your cigarettes. Vaping isn't allowed. You're not allowed to give out about the government. People seem to be happy here, but behind the scenes, I'd say now, It's a mad world. They only allow 10,000 new cars every year. If your car goes over 10 years old, you have to scrap it. When you want to buy a car, it's the most expensive place in the world for cars. So we were looking at, your man said yesterday, we were looking at a Hyundai Jeep. He said that costs about 180,000 euro for a small Hyundai Jeep. Wow. I says, what are you on about? He says, you have to apply for a registration certificate to buy a car. And then on top of that, that costs about 100,000 euro because they don't want too many cars on the road. Everything is supposed to be eco-friendly, an ecosystem. And every year, if your car goes over...
So it's fully controlled then?
Everything
is
controlled.
It's a fully controlled country.
Everything is controlled. But it's not like in a Chinese type of way where you feel that, you know, people go missing because they've said this about the government. This is it's a multicultural, mad, modern, futuristic city controlled by...
Are there lots of Brits there?
Yes. And lots of Europeans,
Australians, lots of loads of Australians.
Yes, we met a guy yesterday who is an architect who was living in Oranmore, born and bred, a Scots guy, Scottish guy. His dad used to work in digital, and he's one of the architects working on these incredible buildings that they're building around here. But the thing about these people,
anybody from Mayo?
No, I haven't met a Mayo person yet.
Well, then you haven't looked, because there's definitely somebody from Mayo there. Honestly, you've not seen a Mayo jersey hanging around.
No, but
the smoking area.
There's plenty of Irish bars. We watched the Irish rugby game the other night, and it's tropical, and you know there's wealth here.
It sounds like a very wealthy prison. Are there
am I
imagining it now when I'm am I misremembering seeing Singaporean prisons in the Australian version of Banged Up Abroad?
I think you could have seen it.
Like, would they become would they come down fairly hard on the
absolutely
the
drug? Absolutely. Now, bars are open. There's plenty of bars. All that is not alcohol isn't banned down here, but drugs. I mean, they used to say you can't chew chewing gum here. If you throw chewing gum in the street, you can be fined. There's no allowed. I haven't seen many police. It seems to be just very organised, very full, and very busy. It's a busy place.
It sounds like North Korea. It sounds like
that's North Korea. No,
if you do what you're supposed to do, you're fine. And if you do anything wrong, like throw chewing gum on the ground, you get executed.
They have strange rules, but it's
the cage of feels sound like North Korea. Will you be relieved to leave?
Yeah, because we've done 10 days in a row now and we'll be getting on for the first time ever on the flight on the way out from Dubai. I got on the double decker. I have never entered a vehicle, a vehicle like it. The A380.
Did you sit up near the front?
We were right at the front, me and Roscoe. And I swear to God, it was like being in a shopping centre. Do you know the stairs that brings you up to first class?
Yeah, yeah.
It was like me and Roscoe. We had about 40 foot of space. There was two doors to go up to where the captain is. There were two toilets up about five stairs up near the captain. I turned around and then there was a sweeping staircase up to first class. I've never seen anything like it. The Airbus A380 with Emirates. So tonight at midnight, myself and the Bell Roscoe will be boarding that, kicking off our shoes.
And what have you done with poor Evan? Are you going to fire him out into the
No, so we get the aisle seats. We like the Roscoe likes a window seat all the time and I like the aisle seat there.
So you sit separately?
Yeah, well, me and Roscoe like to sit together, but we like having a seat in the middle of us to put our headphones and stuff like that and our little bits and pieces. Like sometimes I have sore eyes, so we'll put drops in our eyes and stuff.
You're like a bloody
senior infant on tour.
We've done so many travelling, and then what I'll do, I'll have a little glass of wine, and then I'll put on a little movie, and I'll take out my little bag of tricks in my bag, my sleeping tablets, my Stilnox, 10 milligrams, and I'll just plop one in Roscoe's drink when he's not looking at it, and then his head will be in the soup 5 minutes later. He's out of it.
So, get some sleeping tablets over there so we can test them out.
We've got 10 hours into Dubai, 9 hours into Dubai, and then another 9 hours down. But it's mad. We're looking forward to getting home now, yeah, definitely.
So I was just aware of an extra energy that was in me body and in me head over the past couple of days.
Lovely.
And I've realised it's spring. I think that's I couldn't account for it out of anything.
I thought it was Valentine's Day that caused it.
So I got talking to this lady who said to me she's going to mark the year now in terms of natural energies and Irish festivals. So instead of dividing the year in the way the English do into winter, spring, summer and autumn, she's going to go Imbolc, Samhain,
lovely,
Lawbridge, and Bealtaine.
Lovely.
And she said that she just noticed after Lawbridge an extra energy in her to go and to try and connect a ritual to each of the different. So say Bealtaine, which I know out in Inishere they have the St. John's Day. Where they light the bonfires. All through the night. But we don't have, and for Samhain, of course, you know, it's kind of turned into a children looking for sweets festival. But no harm maybe in thinking about it in terms. Remember we were talking before about November being the month of the dead in South America. No harm maybe for Irish people to put to set the table for an extra person at Halloween. Someone who's passed on.
It's
someone who you're thinking about, you know. And I don't know what you do then for Lawbridge. And I don't know what you do then for the autumn. Anyway, I'm getting a bit confused there. But anyway, I just thought it was really interesting the way she was kind of going, I'm making a conscious effort to mark the year with these different old Irish festivals. Because I definitely noticed some sort of a half buzz in myself
What's the weather been like over the last since Low Breed? You turned since we had the
since you left Hector. It's been incredible.
Oh, has it? Been lovely. Yeah.
Yeah. It's almost like the country has breathed a sigh of relief.
Lovely. Things
out of the old and in with the new.
I got two lines of wash and dry the other day, so that just tells you how good it is.
But there is an extra buzz in the air, isn't there?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. It's lovely.
There's something lively.
Well,
going on.
There is when the weather's nice and stuff. But I think when it's a kind of an old muggy old day and it's sort of. Ugh, doesn't really, does it? There's definitely a difference in the stretch.
Change
evenings,
going on.
Yeah.
I tried this experiment recently where about a month ago maybe I decided to stop reading all newspapers.
Yeah.
Stop going online news websites and stop watching the news. A friend of mine lived in a cottage in Connemara 1,000 years ago, and he had no radio and he had no television and he read no newspapers. And a friend of him asked him, how do you know what's going on? And he says, well, the neighbours tell me. If it's important enough, yes, the neighbours will tell me. So I decided to go on this experiment about 4 weeks ago of, okay, I'm going to abandon all that type of stuff and I'll see what the neighbours tell me. Okay,
do your neighbours talk to you?
Yeah, so of all the things, well, my neighbours in a global sense.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
But I'll know nothing about the world except with what I see with my own two eyes and feel with my own two hands for the next month, and I'll see what people tell me.
Interesting.
Okay. So the end of the project has, I've done a month of it now and I have a decision to make. Will I plough on like this for the rest of my life?
Oh, yes.
So towards the end of the month, I decided to switch on a news channel to see what they were talking about. So I've only just found out about that awful thing in Turkey and in Syria. Nobody mentioned it to me. Nobody said a fucking word to me.
Nobody?
Nobody mentioned.
Well, that is mad.
So what's happening? Why? What is happening to us that we can't, we don't mention 20 something?
No, but go on.
People.
Wait, right.
So I don't know, over the past month, I don't know the state of the war. And I'm not saying this is everybody should do it. I'm saying I did it as an experiment. So I know nothing. No one has spoken to me about the war in the Ukraine and what's going on there. Nobody has spoken to me about what's going on with English politics, American politics, or even Irish politics. Nobody has told me about what celebrity has died. Nobody has told me any football results. Nobody has told me. The only thing anybody has said to me in the past, fuck, this is what we're turned into people. Rihanna's pregnant. That's the only fucking thing.
Go away. Who are you talking to?
That's the only thing that anybody's come up to me and said.
Rihanna's pregnant.
You're living under a rock.
I'm out. What are you talking about? I'm out meeting people. Left
but you
center.
Couldn't be. So what? The only conversation that you've had with a person in the last 10 days is that Rihanna's pregnant.
No, you're misunderstanding.
You're mixing with the wrong company.
No, you're misunderstanding me. That's not the only thing I've talked about. But in terms of news,
that's the only news that you've been
mad.
Informed of.
That's mad.
That's the only thing anybody's had to me in the past month. I see.
Well,
Rihanna,
either you need to get out more, or the people that you're talking to need to get out more.
Well, why don't you try it yourself and see what people say to you?
Yeah, I do.
But
hang
on a second.
I talk to people every day about stuff. I don't have to look at my phone to get the information. I get general news at the shop. You get, well, I am surprised that no one said to you, Jesus, what's happened in Turkey and Syria is awful, because that's what a lot of people are talking about.
Okay,
and have you seen these images?
See, Tommy, have you, like, Loretta would go down to the local shop. Have you a local shop you would go into?
What?
Like, yeah, I do. But nobody has said to me, oh, Rihanna's pregnant. Like, nobody has said that to me.
People have talked to me about...
I am bouncing around hotel foyers talking to people. I am bouncing around stand-up shows talking to people. I'm bouncing around Dublin, walking around the town, meeting and chatting to people. I'm bouncing around Galway, GAA training and soccer training. And nobody has said anything to me.
But people love talking about sadness. I can't believe nobody has said anything about sadness to you over the last while. Like, nobody's brought up, oh God, that was awful about such and such this, or this was awful. Like, people love sadness.
Try it as an experiment.
So what is happening?
I won't use my phone.
Try for a month. You need to give it a go of a month.
A month. Right.
And it's a hard thing to do because it's no newspapers, it's no news websites, and it's no television.
No radio.
Okay.
It's not easy.
It's interesting. Okay.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, but people aren't. What are we discussing then? That was the way we were. It was when you bumped into a neighbour below the field or walking the laneway or walking the road or standing at a match, you'd have hundreds of things to talk about. So why are we not having them conversations anymore?
Well, I don't know. I'm just reporting to you that I don't know when the baby's due, but I do.
Is she gone 3 months?
I can't believe that's the only thing you heard. And the only reason you know that is because you were watching the Super Bowl, because she announced it at the Super Bowl. She probably told you herself. Did she?
No, somebody said it to me. Someone came up and said, Rihanna's having a baby. And I tell you nothing, Hector. I don't even know who the father is.
That's
the
father come here. Bitch, when I have my money. Yep, when I have me money. Get my money. Yep. I didn't see
it's
it.
A fairly lively young. Anyway, so.
That's interesting. That's interesting. I feel my head is lopsided sometimes with the mobile. I think I'd love
to. Yeah, I know. There's too much.
I'd love to just fucking just give up on social media and just stop the search, the stupid, my head sometimes gets blitzed with mobiles. I might do a little thing and give it up for 3 weeks.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
The last day we were together, I had makeup on and I was going to the Mayo Association lunch.
How did that? Yeah.
And it was a great day, long night, loads of drink, met some great Mayo people who now live in Dublin and live all over the country, and everyone was coming together and some of them were wearing their Mayo ties, and it was great. But I met... there was one of the former Dublin footballers were there, Paddy Andrews. He was sitting at a table with somebody invited him. And I was slagging him for being at the Mayo Association. I said, oh, it was grand. He says, I thought it was a GA thing. I didn't care. He says, I just came anyway. And he says, what was the story with your guest? And I said, what do you mean? And he goes, well, like, who is he? He says, when we have Dublin Association guests, we have people like Bono and we have like Brendan Gleeson. He says, like, what's is he from Mayo? And I said, I'm not sure. And he goes, well, like, he said, like, he used to be on the telly. He's like, but I'm 34 years of age and I never even heard of him. And our guest was a man who used to be on the television lots in the 80s, 90s.
Okay, don't tell us, let us
know. Hang on, this is good.
I think I know who it is. I'm just guessing from what you said.
You couldn't. From
no, hang on a second. Don't.
Okay, go on.
My intelligent guess is Mike Murphy.
Oh, no. No.
No, give us...
But
okay.
That vintage, that kind of era, and a little bit, maybe a slightly younger, but was around that time as well, and used to be
Nicky Byrne.
Used to be on Bosco sometimes.
Oh, Pat Inglesby.
Pat?
No, I don't know.
No. Who's on Bosco?
Oh, you're one from the Angelus, who was cleaning the office.
Honestly, she's probably coming next year.
He was on Bosco. Works,
he used to work on the Joe Duffy show as well.
Huh? As a reporter.
On the Joe Duffy show. Paddy Gorman.
Not as a reporter, as a producer. He did tell a funny story that this fella, he had to ring back one day.
So, whoa. Sorry, can I interrupt you there? the Mayo special guest
of
the year.
I don't even think he's from Mayo.
This is ridiculous.
He used to work as a producer on Boss on the Joe What?
Yeah, and then I said to Paddy, I said, so will you stop? I said, we've loads of famous people from Mayo, I said, that could have been here. And he says, well, who, like? And I said, well, you know, like, loads. And he went, yeah, but, like, who? Name one. And I went, well, I struggled big time. But I don't even think this man is from Mayo. He was...
And what did he have to do on the day? What did he have to say something?
He was the guest, right? And he was talking. And like, I don't think anyone even knew he was the guest for a while. And then he was going back up to give each award out and give out the awards. You don't know who he is.
No. Do you know any other TV programme he was on?
Hang on.
Tall, skinny.
Angus McAnally.
Oh, yes. Tall, skinny snooker player. Angus McAnally.
I'd say he's got fuck all to do with Mayo.
I would say so. I don't.
Why didn't you get Lee Keegan or somebody?
We can't just rely on GAA people. Like we have to branch out. It's the Mayo Association. It takes in. It's an all encompassing society.
What awards were given out on the night?
So the Mayo Person of the Year award was given out.
Who got that?
So my CEO got it last year, Martina Jennings, and the new CEO or the new Mayo Association person was also from her village and her parish, and he was a guy called Darren Ford who has he's got defibrillators and he's putting them all over the world now that's in solar panel like solar panel over them, so they'll be like on the side of a mountain or they'll be, you know, anywhere that's like
great idea.
In the outback of Australia or places
ruining the natural landscape.
No, saving people from dying. And then he said that somebody from Australia was in touch saying, could he put in like an injection for a snake bite or, you know,
yes,
change
the,
it, obviously.
The adrenaline.
Obviously, you go up Crowpatrick, there's probably no danger of, now that St. Patrick got rid of the snakes, we don't have snakes in Crowpatrick anymore, so we don't need to have them in that box. But in a box in Australia or in America or somewhere like that, you've got the anti...
Are you microdosing on mushrooms these days, Richard? Are you microdosing? Have you started? Have you started?
I was thinking, how, like, if I should create something in Mayo and make Mayo a better place.
You could leave.
Is that for the good of me or the good of the parish?
You must be in the running for Mayo Person of the Year at this stage.
No, I don't think so. You have to do something actually of benefit to other people.
Stop, Loretta. You've been at that for years with your work.
Nah, it'd be like an Irish person getting an OBE. I just wouldn't take it.
Was there music and dancing at the function?
There was loads of drinking and there was Jesus Christ. I mean, the Mayo Association dinner in Dublin, and you go to Dublin, you have to pay 7.50 for a pint of Guinness. Like, please, lads, can we just go back and, you know, remember where we were aired?
That's it. For a county that's just the far side of the famine, to be charged 7.50 a pint up in Dublin is not right.
It's not bloody right. You fucking said it, Tommy.
It's $14 right over here. It's about €13 a bottle of beer over here.
It's an absolute and utter disgrace, I will have you know. And
Hector, in your imagination now, because you're travelling home tonight and tomorrow, in your imagination, now this mightn't actually happen, but what will describe to me the last 5 minutes of travel and the first 5 minutes in the house?
Oh, listen. I'll get off that plane in Dublin Airport. I'll be on that bus to Longterm Red Car Park and I will hit the M50 in spots and I'll have a chicken stuffing sandwich in the Apple Green, a cup of tea and a packet of O'Donnell salt and vinegar. But
hang on. You're at the far side of the world.
Yeah.
I'm making a television show for TG Car.
Tommy, you know, I wait till I show you my room.
Back it's in Dublin. Hang on. You're going to fly back to Dublin and get the bus home?
No. I'll go down to Longterm Car Park, Tommy. I'll get the bus to the Red Car Park.
Oh, right. Well,
and I have her parked
car
up.
Car is there.
I have her parked up in F11. And I'll find the car eventually. There. I'll be down in the Apple Green. I cannot wait to get on that road. I will hit for Galway. And it is mad when you're going back in time. Like, I'm 8 hours ahead of you here. It's mad that we can fly
backwards. Will you be not wrecked when you have to drive home?
Yeah, but I started driving again. I took the bus up a couple of times and I just like getting into my own car. And I like ringing to say, my missus says, where are you now? And I love saying to her, I'm just gone the far side of Kinnegad. And I'd go down.
And then you'd be getting the rashers.
I'll be home soon. I'll be home soon.
Yvonne often says that to me when we're in bed together.
Where are you?
Where are you now?
You're I'm kidding. Yeah. You better go down a bit further there now and turn off at the Bog Road.
What's the hold up?
Are you past the Jewel Garage yet? There's a fork in the road.
There's a backlog.
Have you fallen asleep or something? Come on.
That was your joke. Get off an Oranmore. That was the classic, Tommy. Get off an Oranmore.
So, come to me. So, you'll drive home, you'll phone the beloved. She'll say, where are you now?
And I'll say, I'm at the far side of Kinnegad, and I'll hit the road in spots. And it is mad that we're going backwards in time. This world we live in is fucking mental when
careful,
you look at time
on
differences.
On the road anyway.
Yeah,
what about Tommy? Have you gone to any more football matches or gone to do any more children activity over the last couple of weeks? You were doing one activity with your children each separate.
So golf is a hard thing to try and start to play.
Oh, yeah.
Off
I'd love
scratch.
To.
So
hard to hit the ball.
We went out in the back garden yesterday and just swung a club a few times just to get used to the rhythm of it. And the next thing now is to go to a driving range.
Brilliant.
It's tough, isn't it?
I'm going to do that. Will you remind me to do that with my sons? That was a beautiful thing when you say, what would you like to do? When you asked it. Yes.
And have you been following Galway's? Have you been following Galway's GAA now since?
Well, I tell you, Louisa, following Galway is one thing.
But
following fucking Meath is
I'll tell you,
another
Tommy,
adventure
Tommy,
altogether.
I've heard no news in Singapore. No man has told me anything about Meath when I'm walking the streets of Singapore. Nobody tell me nothing. So Tommy, how is O'Rourke doing by?
We should go and they're top of the table. Themselves go, and Roscommon are going to win the All-Ireland.
I know we won our first
match. Roscommon versus Meath.
Tommy, tell me what's happening with the Royals.
It's fucking... I was thinking... about, because you know I have a gift for words.
Yes.
You're a wordsmith. Yes.
I was thinking of if the devil ever got in me and I started working for advertisers. So I set myself the challenge. I was driving up to Dublin the other day and I set myself the challenge of coming up with a logo for Durex.
Right, I'm interested.
Go on.
Right. Now, I don't know if this already exists. It came to me so fluently that I don't know if I made
a new logo for Durex.
Or if it came to me.
Let's have it.
For now.
So it's a young one.
Yes.
She'd be in her late 20s, mid to late 20s.
Yes.
And she's beautiful and she's a kind of a flirty look in her eye and she's holding a unopened condom in her hand and she's kind of holding it towards the camera as if she's giving it to somebody.
It's been made on a budget, has it?
Right. And the tagline
is this a TV ad now or is this what?
This is just a billboard thing.
Okay, go on.
And the tagline is, if it's on, it's on.
If it's on, it's on.
Right, well... That's not bad now, Tommy.
If you think about
small
it.
Small bit of work there, because, you know, sometimes it can be on, not on properly.
There's a great word for Rubber Johnny. Rubber Johnny.
So
we used to call them
Rubber
Johnny.
Terms and conditions apply, it may not be on.
Cushkeen is the word in Irish. Doesn't that have a lovely ring to it? Call on the Cushkeeny. Call the Cushkeen. Cut up the Cushkeen.
I thought the Jorg's ad was going to be about Meath GAA.
See the double entendre there. If it's on, it's on.
If it's on, it's on.
It's
game on.
Anyway,
we could go and watch Meath versus Mayo and the no.
But what made me think of that was that with Meath, I think Hector,
it's on.
It's happening.
I saw an image before I left the country. I saw a great image of Jerry McEntee and Sean Boylan in the tunnel in Parkycueve a couple of weeks ago when they bet Cork under lights. And I said to myself, two colossal men standing in the tunnel. The stalwarts are back. The men that will rejuvenate and revive these boys and O'Rourke in the middle of them. Oh my God, it's so exciting to see the Royals back. Isn't it?
It's amazing.
Oh fuck, we'll be at Croke Park on a hot day in the summer, Tommy. And I told you that
under the high ball.
I said that so years ago. We went up to one of the Leinster finals way back in the day. The boys, like Green is 17, 18 now, so he's about 6 or 7. And I had the white Mead jersey on, the white keepack, and we were above at one of the Mead Dublin Leinster finals, or one of those. And The two boys were holding on to me hands. They were like young Mead men above in Croker. We were the far side of the Cusack stand and were to be really early into the match. And then the Dublin team bus come in as we at the back of the Cusack, just near the museum. And I grabbed the two young lads' hands and I said, "Stand tall now, lads. Stand tall. There's the Dublin bus." And the two boys looked up at this big bus. And then as it came by, I think it was, what was your man's name? He's a hurler for Coola as well. Connell. Anyway, plays for Dublin. And he waited there with the Beats
Connell
headphones
Keeney.
On. Yes, and he was waving out with the Beats. He saw me and he waved out the window. And I told the boys, "Just put your finger up like that to the man, stand tall." And we gave them the finger. It was a beautiful moment, a disgusting moment, but I said, "Stand with the fucking finger." The Mead
what
boys.
If Galway are playing Meath now in an All Ireland semi final?
Well, Larita, that's called a win win situation.
Oh, yes, and if it's on, it's on.
Oh, so you're.
We'll have one foot in both camps.
One more small bit of information just before we finish up, just to keep us inspired. So I was talking to a very well-known former county manager about Meath football. And he said something very interesting to me. He said that Meath kicked the ball long 16 times.
Yes.
In a particular match against somebody. He said they lost possession on 8 of those kicks. But on the 8 that they caught, they scored 1-7.
Unreal.
And that's an amazing statistic to have for people in their imagination to be saying, you can play it safe and you can be playing sideways football from one sideline to the other and you'll never lose possession, but you'll never do anything exciting. Whereas if you risk loss, you might win.
So that's where you're coming from.
And they're playing very exciting football and they're scoring a lot of goals at the minute, so it's brilliant.
Yeah, but isn't that what you want to see? Don't you want to see the ball being launched like a torpedo pass in the half-back line off the side of the boot into space 50 yards up the pitch? Like, that's what we want to see.
But it's just a thing of risk.
And not being afraid of making a mistake.
Not being afraid of making mistakes. And now that spring is sprung, may we all be filled with the energy of risk-taking. The long pass, the high ball.
Lord Almighty.
And the adventure
amen,
of being alive.
Amen, brother.
I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. God bless, good luck, and fair play to you.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.